It's absolutely idiotic. I mean, we're supposed to be trying to recruit right now as we speak nurses to work in the hospital at Letterkenny, to work in the short stay ward, to take the pressure off the emergency department. Can you imagine the message you're sending when you're talking about a three-month ban on recruitment and on overtime? And then there's the whole issue of there are doctors and nurses in the health system, particularly in Donegal, who need to work overtime in the patient's interests. How does this work? How does it operate? There's certainly a need for cost savings across the health service, but this is not the way to do it.
What do you suggest then in terms of cost-saving measures?
Well, I mean, you look at the whole issue of agency staff. We know, for example, Letterkenny Hospital, that we spent millions on privately recruited agency staff that in some cases cost multiples of those if they were on the public contract, employed directly by the Exchequer. So we need to make sure that as many staff as possible are employed directly by the Exchequer. We need to deliver efficiencies in terms of IT systems. You know, Sinn Féin has submitted repeatedly cost-saving measures to make the health service more efficient. Of course, I'm sure every listener will be thinking out loud, the National Children's Hospital, where there's just an outrageous, despicable overspend due to utter incompetence in that regard. And we know that not just Letterkenny Hospital, but much of our health service in Donegal will be held back over the next number of years because of that absolute shambles by the government.